Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hiya, Charlie Pierce.
Can we have some more cabbage talk? Because that was freaking riveting. It was like reading one of those old Reader's Digest things. I am Stephanie's digestive tract.
Come, everyone, let me take you behind the radio. Chris, what happens when we have an awkward amount of time left? There's not enough time to start a new subject or go to a guest or a call. And so that's what you, it's you know,
packing
radio
peanuts.
Packing peanuts, Charlie. Yeah. Just let, what useless information.
Well, certainly that's something to do with packing. There's no question about that.
Well, yeah. What can I do in 26 seconds?
Talk about your bowel movements.
There you go. She make good boom boom.
Yeah, uh-huh. There you go. Yay, I'm a big girl. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
We played Rachel Maddow. You said kindly Doc Maddow brings the icy pointed truth to the Ronna McDaniel fiasco. Father Coughlin shout out. Is that your drinking game when she mentions Father Coughlin?
Oh man, I will send you after I get off the air, I'll send you a copy of a picture of the Shrine of the Little Flower in Royal Oak, Michigan, to which I paid a pilgrimage. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We were cleaning out my parents' house after my mom, at the house I grew up in, after my mom died, and we found a framed photo in the attic of Father Coughlin.
Wow.
Coughlin, actually.
Yeah.
He was a zowie and a half. Of course, I've had a sweet tooth for most of these guys ever since I was in high school, and over a rainy weekend, my father had me read None Dare Call It Treason.
Wow. This is really a peek into your past. This is quite revealing.
Yeah.
Charlie.
I had a lot to rebel against.
Yeah.
But, you know, was it a patrocending caller? Yes. Damien in York, Pennsylvania says, to the patrocending troll from North Carolina, you're right, Jen Psaki and Simone Sanders did work for Democratic administrations. Did you also know MSNBC personalities Nicole Wallace worked for W? Joe Scarborough was a Republican congressman. Michael Steele's a former RNC chair. Yet somehow they managed to avoid aiding and abetting insurrection. Mm-hmm. Funny how some people can do that. I guess what I'm saying is, nice try, dumbass.
Well, yeah, but they also managed to bury their own past, which is another discussion entirely. But
they didn't commit crimes, which Ronald McDaniel did.
Well, okay, yeah. But I'm not defending. I'm not both-sizing this at all. I mean, what Ronald McDaniel did, especially in Michigan, is, you know, I hate to use this phrase this morning, but it's a bridge too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's that's, you know, and I thought that's what Rachel, as usual, was brilliant about, is putting it in the larger.
Oh, I thought she was very, very sharp and very on point.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that, look, I'm opposed. I have always been opposed for years about, you know, making journalism a second career for out-of-work political hacks.
Yeah.
But, you know, that horse is out of the barn, over the hill, and being served up as dog food in Japan by now.
Yeah. But we were saying she's also, I guess, an expert at being bad at her job and losing elections. So what is she an expert in?
I wrote that the other day. I said, leaving aside everything else, why would you hire this woman? She left the Republican Party in the hands of a madman, completely broke.
Yeah.
And she's lost every election cycle over which he's ever presided.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I love this headline. Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, House Republican, says she's worried Democrats will retake the House before the election. Yay! Yes, 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 yes.
Hey, they only need two more.
I know. I mean, it really is pretty extraordinary. So Mike Gallagher, Ken Buck. So this was Claudia Tenney, Republican of New York, said, we're perilous. We could end up having Speaker Hakeem Jeffries in the interim here while we're waiting for special elections. I mean, Mike Gallagher did that on purpose, right, to make sure they couldn't fill the seat.
Yeah, he did. He did it. He did it after careful study of Wisconsin election laws. Mike Gallagher is an interesting case. A year and a half ago, he was a real rising star. He was going to run against Tammy Baldwin, and, you know, it was going to be a, you know, a 50-50 election. And now he doesn't even want to be in the House of Representatives anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, but make sure
he'll probably be turning up on MSNBC sometime in the next couple weeks.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So Matt Gaetz, who obviously led the effort to oust McCarthy, said he's just not ready to support a new motion to vacate filed by Marjorie Taylor Greene. He said the same thing. If we vacated the speaker, we'd end up with a Democrat. He said, I love how much people are saying Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. Mm-hmm. He said, I worry we've got Republicans who would vote for Hakeem Jeffries at this point. I really do. I take no joy in saying that. Oh, I take a lot of joy. Green said her motion to vacate was...
I take enough joy in saying that for the both of us.
Me too. She said her motion to vacate was a warning to Johnson. She said, I don't wish to inflict pain on our conference or throw the House into chaos. Marjorie Taylor Greene said she doesn't want chaos. Okay, but so what happens now? So this is like a warning shot. She said, depending on what he does next. Well, so now what happens, Charlie?
Well, there really isn't anything, any next. They got the budget settled finally. There isn't a neck that's going to come along, you know, down the line. They don't do confirmations in the House, so they can't reach. You can't raise hell about that,
right?
And besides, it's time for them all to run for re-election again.
By the way, Chip Roy.
Is that which?
Both. It's both who he is and what he does.
Well, yes.
Yes.
It's a
putt-putt.
It's a putt-putt outside of
Roy. It's Andrew Roy Rogers.
Tough to trust any politician with no discernible last name.
Yeah, he is furious about the, he said, we did not authorize this. He's talking about the budget. And yes, an omnibus with a $200 million in it for a new FBI headquarters. So I don't know. Now they're anti-FBI because something, witch hunt Trump. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
The word has gone out from Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
That, yeah. The eye of Sauron is on the FBI now.
And by the way, as I keep saying, Charlie, they were one of the big factors, in Trump's win. The dirty New York FBI and them leaking stuff to Giuliani.
Comey had a renegade bureau on his hands and didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just been dwelling, because of today's, big Supreme Court hearing on,
yeah,
I can never pronounce this, Mifepristone.
Yes.
I got it right?
This was next in my stack for you, but go ahead. Yes, Supreme Court watcher,
please. No, but I know all I can think of is all those people who accuse those of us who were voting for Hillary for being quote unquote blackmailed over the federal courts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yet another reason, Stephanie, why I know you're going to die mad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, have I mentioned that before?
Okay. A couple of times.
Okay. Yes. So as Charlie just said, the Supreme Court will hear a sensitive case on the availability of abortion pills. They may ultimately decide to, of course, restrict their access. It will impinge on scientific authority of the FDA in unprecedented and inconsequential ways. While the case specifically deals with access to mifepristone, am I saying
that's
that right?
Right. Yep.
The first of two pills taken in medication abortion. A broad ruling could threaten access to a number of other drugs used for a wide variety of conditions. Hello, slippery slope.
Yeah.
So it has been, it's now, by the way, accounts for nearly two-thirds of all abortions. It is deemed safe and legal in dozens of other countries. But here we go with this Supreme Court, right, Charlie? Like, who knows?
Well, you know, the feeling is the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is, you know, a reptile house on its best day, has already narrowed Judge Kaczmarek's original ruling.
Yeah.
They've simply taken out everything. Can't be prescribed mifepristone telecommunications.
Right.
Yeah. So it's possible the Supreme Court will leave the Fifth Circuit ruling as law, which is to restrict access but not ban it. And I am absolutely sure that there's not a majority on that court for screwing up the FDA's, you know, drug approval plan, which is what a sweeping decision would do.
Oh, God, and by the way,
I don't think that they're even that crazy.
This headline: this far right couple could be the next Clarence and Ginny Thomas. Oh, just what we need. You're talking about the Supreme Court thing, blah blah blah. A case in which far right Christian fundamentalists and anti-abortion activists are challenging access to the mifepristone. These fundamentalists are claiming the FDA should never have approved it. A claim that far right Judge James Ho, a Donald Trump appointee to the Fifth Circuit, agreed with when he ruled to restrict the drug. He has strong ties to the anti-abortion movement. He's married to Allison Ho, an anti-abortion activist. Yay. Yeah, and so they're already comparing them to, you know.
Yeah, there's always another one coming along behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, the assembly line of wingnut nuisances is endless.
Yeah.
That's why I said, Chris, earlier that our justice seems so capricious. The word of the day here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Because we have to wonder, like, where is there a right-wing hack activist appointed by Trump, right, to know what kind of ruling we're going to get?
That's, you know, yeah. I mean, it's an extraordinary mechanism that they've built up over the last, 30 or 40 years. And, you know, in one sense, it's a marvel of engineering. In the other sense, it's a real threat to the country.
Yeah, exactly.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, just since you brought up Ronald McDaniel and being super bad at elections... Donald Trump is making clear what type of candidates he prefers. I'm not sure. It's kind of, they're a big bag of rats. Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful. I feel like Donald Trump and Ronald McDaniel are pretty much responsible for them losing every election since 11 billion years ago. Trump making clear what type of candidates he prefers by endorsing a accused wife beater who recently made offensive comments about contraception for an Arizona county race. Have you heard this? He's waded into a He's a contraception mocking accused wife beater.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. State Senator Sonny Borelli, who's running for Board of Supervisors. He's a 2022 election truther.
Okay.
He is an unnamed cybersecurity expert told him that data and equipment used in the two election cycles had been altered in a way that was undetectable. Oh, you see, Charlie, by fairies or something.
Sonny, first of all,
that's why you can't.
Sonny Borelli?
Yeah.
That's was he running from the pages of an Elmore Leonard novel?
He helped block a legislative priority of Governor Katie Hobbs by refusing to allow a vote on codifying access to birth control as a right in Arizona. He said, like I said, Bear invented aspirin, put it between your knees. Oh, that old joke. That's funny. He's been hounded for years by allegations he punched his ex-wife in an altercation witnessed by her son, who claimed he saw Borelli strike her three times in the face with a closed fist, knocking her into a video poker machine. Okay. Is it me or are there an inordinate amount of domestic violence?
Certain.
Pardon?
Why was I absolutely certain that there was a video poker game involved?
Right.
Somewhere.
That sounded like...
In this story.
Yeah.
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 It sounded right.
I mean, Trump is also responsible for giving Sherrod Brown a real break in Ohio.
Yes, yes. By whoever that, which lunatic is that?
It begins with an M, I think. I forget
that guy. It's just part of the misogyny to me, Charlie, that ran through the Trump administration. I can't remember all of them, but there seemed like an extraordinary amount of men that were accused of domestic violence, and Trump would always, of course, defend them, right? Mm-hmm. He very strongly denies it.
Then there's Matt Gaetz, who's a lover and not a fighter.
Right.
Okay. All right. Love you, Charlie. We've linked all your scribblings.
Oh, is it time to go now?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll see you next week.
Hey, you've got me and Victor Shea in the same show?
Yep.
Yes.
That is the circle of life, baby.
It is.
It sure is.
See you later.
We will present the baby later.
Yes.